Johnny. Morning to you, Johnny.
Morning, Stephen, Matt. I'll tell you what it is. See, years and years ago, man, I was shot. Two women were stampeding my mower at my sister's front door. I went over and broke the fight up, and one of the women fell. Right? I'm not a housebreaker, and I'm not a criminal. But one of them women says I hit her, and I get shot in the leg. I have to laugh at the people saying...
What was the process, by the way? What did they do? Did they come and get you at night, or what happened?
Oh, they came and got me. I was walking down the street, they came and got me.
What did they say to you?
You're getting in the car, and I says, I'm, and they trailed me into the car. I was took away and shot. But the point I'm making is, people are criticizing the police. At the end of the day, people in the community are scared to go to the police. Because they have to live in that and face them people repeatedly, day in, day out. So how can people criticize? I can't say I'm all for the police, or I'm definitely not for paramilitary police. But I have to laugh at it. You know what I mean? If you live in that community, you have to go with the flow.
So do you think the Chief Constable, Matt Baggett, has any chance of stamping this out?
Not a hope in hell. Not if you go into any council estates, he has no chance. Not in a million years.
Well, he set himself up here. He has set himself up that that's what he's going to do. A major initiative, he said in Nolan on Friday.
Well, he's putting down himself a dead-end street, because I can tell you that now, I'm 35 years of age, and that will never happen in Northern Ireland. Definitely not North Belfast, West Belfast, or South and the East. I can guarantee you, the day that I happened, I'll eat my humble pie.
How effective is it in terms of...
I have to laugh at the people, because people can go through depression and anxiety after it. I know, I'm sad after it. But I have to laugh at people saying, oh, these drug dealers, this, that, and the other. At the end of the day, they're not the judge and they're not the jury.
And what happened to you after? What's it like when that trigger's pulled?
To be honest, it's not a nice feeling. You don't know what's happening. And when you go into hospital, that's the best thing about it. I went to hospital and I was treated like I dog's dirt. Because the hospital staff don't know what happened to you. Yeah, you've been shot, but why? Do you know what I mean? I could have been there they could have thought I was robbing a pensioner. And that's why I was shot. Because the shoe was definitely on the different foot. So at the end of the day, I wasn't too happy with the hospital staff. The ambulance crew was dead on. But the hospital staff, I was took the ambulance to the hospital. And I tell you what, I sent myself out after 2 hours.
And just before they shot you, what did these guys say to you?
They says you shouldn't go around hitting women. So where's the judge and jury from that? I didn't get to speak my side.
And they just walk away from you and leave you lying there, do they?
Yep, they walk away from you and leave you lying there. And it's just because I knew where it was.
Don't mention any names, obviously.
No.
Did you know who did it, or were they masked?
Oh, yes. No, I know who done it.
So why didn't you go forward to the police?
Because I have to live in that area. My family has to live there. That's just common sense, Stephen. I mean, if I went forward to the police, I wouldn't think I'd be alive now.
You see those people probably out in your area, even to today.
Oh, yes. I do indeed. I'll see them on a daily basis, won't it work?
So you know them?
I do indeed. At the end of the day, I have nothing against the ones who shot me. Because at the end of the day, I know that sounds very badly, but at the end of the day, they were told. And if they don't do as they're told, then they're in trouble too.
If you were advising Baggett, what would you say to him?
Try a different method, because that's definitely not what I would put my money and sources into something else. Maybe doing something for the community for the kids to keep them out of trouble and keep them off drugs.
Well, he's got to try to stamp down on this, hasn't he? Like, what type of society allows this to happen and just says that's how it is?
That's Northern Ireland. That's just life. You know what I mean?
Here's the number today, 08459 555 678. The Chief Constable, Matt Baggett, has announced a major initiative to try to stamp out the so-called punishment attacks. Loads of your calls coming in this morning. Do you justify it? Do you have an open mind towards it? We'll hear more from you.